My name is James Springer.
And tell me about your family. Who did you have in your family who worked for the Rock Island?
My grandfather, who worked from 1900 to 1945 before he retired, and he retired due to illness. And then I had a father that worked there from about 1940 to 1955, and he retired from Rock Island. And then I had a younger brother, who's 2 years younger than myself. He would be 78 this year. He worked there for about 3 or 4 years in the car department. That's where they repaired those wooden cars, railroad cars. And they made them from scratch. They made them from ground up, yeah. the railroad cars.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of families would have many members working for the railroad.
That is correct. I might also add that my dad trained a lot of the engineers, the young engineers that drove those trains, but he couldn't drive the train.
No, what?
Due to his color.
Oh, so it's because of that.
That is correct.
That's been something I've found as I've researched it, you know, back in the days of segregation.
And yeah, but he did it gracefully, though. He trained them gracefully, knowing that he would not be allowed to be an engineer. And then, I guess in the mid-50s is when the diesel engines came in and they phased out the locomotives. Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Well, tell me about your grandfather first. What did he do?
My grandfather, he was first... he was born in about 1862, and he migrated down to Texas, and he was a trail hand, a cow hand, worked on a ranch down there. And then he came back to Arkansas around the turn of the century and got with Rock Island. And I'll also share with you that they probably hired him not knowing really what he was, because he looked like just a little short, bald-headed white man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I think had they realized he was an African-American.
Right. Yeah, I think they later did.
Uh-huh.
But you couldn't distinguish him from a Caucasian mm-hmm. individual. Yes. But he worked in the Biddle Shops area and also down at the... station, as did my dad, right? But my granddad, he ensured that all of the switch mechanisms on the rails were up to par and working properly. Mm-hmm. Yes, 45 years.
Yeah. And who was the other person you said? Did you say you had a brother?
My younger brother worked in the car department. And I was sharing with you that that's where they repaired the wooden cars where they transported various merchandise in those cars. And I would say at one time in that car department, they had at least 50 people, 50 employees in that department. Yes.
Did your family, did they ever bring you down to the tracks or the station or the Biddle Yard?
Oh, yes. I would take my dad his dinner. He usually worked the evening shift, and I would take my dad his dinner the evenings that he worked, and he would allow us to ride on the train with him as he on the engines as he serviced them and put water and sand and whatever that engine needed to motivate to... and so we spent quite a few years and quite a bit of time there observing my dad, and he would take us along when he would put the trains on the round table. That is, he's going to move that engine into a compartment for it to be repaired, and he would allow us to ride along with him.
Yeah, what was that like?
Oh, it was exciting, and we would share that with our schoolmates, and on rare occasions, one of my classmates would be allowed to accompany me there. It was just a thrill of a lifetime for them. Yes.
I've heard Rock Island was described as being very much a family operation.
It certainly was. It certainly was. I knew many of the other families, they call them superintendents, the higher echelon, and usually you were hired there by word of mouth. So yes, it was a closely knit family type operation.
Yeah, and I guess seniority, learn what seniority is.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely.
A lot of job stability.
Oh, most definitely it was job stability because many people retired from there, right.
And were any of your family still working for the railroad when it shut down in 1980?
No, my dad was the last one, and my younger brother had gone into the military, so he departed before it shut down. Mm. Yes.
Were you surprised to learn it eventually did shut down?
Yes, it was disheartening to learn that Rock Island was coming to an end. But there again, we had no control over that, and we accepted it and moved on.
Yeah, a lot of it was just the circumstances in the country, and there was a big deregulation after the Rock Island shut down, the Staggers Rail Act, and that allowed for consolidation.
I might add, back in the early 50s, the airlines bought up the control and stock in many of the railroad companies, and they practically shut down passenger service on the railroads and barely allowed freight to get through because they wanted you to fly, not ride the trains. And I might add, there's no reason for this country to not have bullet trains. France, Japan, China now is working on bullet trains. I lived in Dallas from 1973 to 93, and it was a group trying to get bullet trains between Dallas and Houston and Dallas and San Antonio, but that airline lobby would not allow it. They would kill it every time. And you think, those bullet trains traveling at 300 miles an hour, on time within 2 or 3 seconds every time, no delays. You can get from here to Dallas in 1 hour on a bullet train. You get from here to Dallas in 5 hours on an airliner. Because you're going to get to the airport at 1 hour, 2 hours ahead of time. You may be delayed, or the flight may be canceled. And then once you get to Dallas, you've got to, or wherever you're flying to, you've got to get a rental vehicle. But I still travel back to Dallas periodically. I'll be going next weekend, since that was like my second home. It's about a 5 hour drive, 4 hours and 45 minutes as of stretching in Texarkana. And, say 5 hours to take me to motor from here to Dallas. It takes people longer than that to go by airline from here to Dallas. All the delays in getting to the airport early. And yes, but just it would be so wonderful if this country had bullet trains. There again, as I said, the airline industry discourages that. And they have a strong lobby.
Yep.
Yes, they do.
You also had federal subsidies for the interstate system. And
exactly.
That moved a lot of people to cars.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, I think about the track, you know, Little Rock to Memphis, well, north of Little Rock to Memphis. That was straight as a line, if that were. And they did originally run trains like 90 miles an hour.
Yes, and yes, sustained speeds.
Yeah.
Yes. I've spoken with people that go to Europe, and they talk about these are just ordinary trains. We're not talking about the bullet trains, how they have such a smooth road bed over there, and a good train system. And there's no reason for us not to have a good, solid train system over here.
Yeah. Yes. And if the Rock Island track were still around, that largely parallels Interstate 40, and that could have, you know, alleviated the congestion you now have on I-40, especially between Memphis and Little Rock.
Oh, yes. Those trucks, they own that road.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else stick out to you from your memories about the Rock Island?
No, I think I've covered most of what's on my mind and what I can recall. But it was just, I'm just happy that I was able to be associated with that railroad.
How was it you never came to work for the Rock Island, having so many family members there?
Well, when I retired, when I finished high school in 1955, I was uncertain as to what I wanted to do in life, but the draft was in effect. You had to serve. So I went into the military the day after I turned 18, and I spent 4 years in the military, and that's when I decided that I wanted to enter the federal sector. But that's why I didn't choose the railroad.